Now we are.
Yeah. So you can record our conversation. Yeah. Have it forever.
Yeah.
it looks like it's going to rain actually again soon. It's all dark in the sky.
You should introduce yourself. I'm sitting here with kind of an individual who I was dancing with till stupid at times. What time did you finish dancing last night?
I think it was about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Well, she's called Laura, she's lovely. And I was dancing with her, Faye, who else?
Katie,
and...
I think that was it, was it?
Yeah, because I was stuck in the middle of you two. So we all talk about piercings, don't we?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, yes, that was funny.
Because Faye and Katie were saying...
They don't like him.
Well, I think they were saying that you didn't need any more.
Yeah.
And because you wanted to get a tattoo.
I did.
And then we were saying, oh, actually...
Don't do it.
You don't really need it, yeah. Because of tattoo, you can't... We understand the piercings, I guess, because of the tactile. But that tattoo, we were trying to understand why we wanted to get one.
That's your feet.
That's my foot, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, we can play that... you know that game that you play with your hands where one person puts their hand on top of yours?
With your feet?
Yeah, you can do it with your feet.
What, like, you go first then?
Go on, slide your feet up. Back foot out.
Which foot? The bottom one. Oh, I don't want to push you back.
Oh, no, I lost my balance.
I think you have a hands might be easier.
Well, we've kind of thought of a made-up game. That's classic. See, this is how silly we are together.
Are you...
it's brilliant.
Are you staying here tonight?
Though? Tonight and then leaving tomorrow.
Are you going back tomorrow?
What about you?
All together?
Yeah. What about you?
Well, we've got the filler until Wednesday.
Okay.
And then we go back.
Is he doing water babies?
Watch how Oliver
gets in. He still gets in the way he was taught to water babies. We stopped when he was 10 months old.
So you're here till Wednesday?
Yes, Wednesday.
Cool.
And then we go home. And then we might go and see my sister, so the holidays aren't 100% over.
When are they over for you?
So the 11th I have to go back to work.
Of?
August, thank you.
Ouch. Are you drinking this week? What do you do for work again?
I've started a new job, so okay. I do like audits.
Oh, you're just getting your legs?
Which is quite cool.
But you used to do?
I used to do IT consultancy.
Okay. Cool.
But it was more like I wasn't doing the kind of programmes of IT.
I like that. That's off your...
Oh, yeah, that's my dress.
Is it that one you were wearing the other day?
What, last night?
No, the one... One of you wore it the other day when you were getting ready for the wedding. The T-shirt dress, isn't it?
Oh, no, this is different. The one that Katie was wearing, because she had to wear it because she got so hot in her bridesmaid dress.
Yeah.
No, this is a different one, but that was... The one that Katie was wearing was mine as well. That one was like a long black T-shirt dress. This is a shorter one.
And
it's a brighter colour. It's not black.
We'll have to try and get your husband to speak Dutch. I want him to try and say... because my friend speaks Dutch, and my friend's going to listen to this when I upload it. And I wanted him to say his name, how is everyone, and where we are, so if you'd do it.
Remco. Lucy has got this really cool app.
It's still going?
Yeah.
It's wicked.
Because, you know, like, we take photographs.
Yeah.
Lucy takes this audio...
Audio clips.
Wow. Audio clips. So... she can replay memories that way. She's got a friend who's Dutch.
Yeah.
And she... What do you want him to say in Dutch?
I wanted to see if you would be like, have like, you know, see how everybody is, say your name, and just explain where we are in like our surroundings, and see if my mate can translate it back into... Because this is hilarious. You'll like this story, right? They were in an aeroplane, right? And my friend can speak Dutch. And he was trying to say, they were in a plane and they were at 7,000 feet. And he was, you know, like how you get the people on the planes explaining like your procedures of like jumping and like coming out of the plane and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, he did that. And he accidentally told the person to go and jump from 5,000 feet instead of telling them that, you know, we're nearly there. He didn't even know them.
So he got all confused.
So funny.
Go on then.
What do you want to say then?
But basically, like, explain our surroundings and
your
name and stuff.
Okay, is it recording?
Yeah. Go on and go.
Okay, ik ben Rimko.
Can you translate it?
En mijn vrouw is Laura. We zitten hier met Lucy. In een kasteel in Frankrijk. De bruiloft van haar zus.
Said, I'm Rimko and I'm here with my wife Laura. And with Lucy, and that's as much as I got. And then that's where my
we're in a castle in France. The wedding of his sister.
For the wedding of his sister.
You can pick up that accent now. It's coming through.
Yeah.
When are you going back over there?
Well, good question. Don't know. Yeah. Probably next year.
Yeah. We sometimes go. We go like once a year, really.
How do you communicate with his parents?
No. They speak very good English.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah, they all do over there. It's quite embarrassing, really, because I should really speak a lot more Dutch, but they speak very good English, so we don't have any problems. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, Dave.
That is so cool. It's Dutch for him.
Yeah, I like it.
Does he just come out with random stuff?
Not really. He's lived in England quite a while now. So
okay.
He's very. He wouldn't know. He doesn't forget how to speak. He doesn't like kind of say random Dutch words when he's.
I'd love if he did.
It would be funny, wouldn't it? But he doesn't.
He should do it when he's had a few.
When he's had a few, he tends to get a bit forgetful.
Does he?
Yeah.
Has he ever done that?
A couple of times, but nothing like he hasn't forgotten it completely. But he sometimes forgets words, so like he forgets the English for a certain word, and he, what do you call it? You know, for this or whatever it is. Like, mean a corkscrew? He's like, oh yeah, that's it. But it very rarely happens.
That is hilarious.
I think he finds it difficult when he has to speak Dutch. When he goes, he works in Holland sometimes and goes to some business meetings in Holland. And I think he finds that quite difficult.
Why? Yeah. It's his language, isn't it?
Yes, but I think, conversational English is really different from business English, isn't it? So, like, if you're in a business meeting, you use different words, like, you know, it might be like, I don't know, like profit, loss, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You wouldn't put that in a normal conversation with your family. So, like, Rimko moved away from the Netherlands when he was a teenager, so he's never really had to speak Dutch in a business environment, so when they start talking about profits and what,
he can do it.
He's just maybe a bit slower at it, yeah. In the meetings.
He'll be in the bag, yeah.
So do you reckon we're going to get a phone store?
I don't know. Can you feel that? It feels a bit close, doesn't it?
Can you not feel it?
I can smell it. Yeah.
Is that my imagination?
No, I can smell the rain.
So what is it? It's like.
I can smell the lavender. Can you smell that? The lavender.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
Are you? Laura's got his towel.
I've got his towel. Do you need to get out? Okay, Lucy, I need you to.
Ready?
If that's okay.
Go. Lift it.
Lift it. Got it. Thank you. I'm going to stand up so I can get quick.
So you've now put your feet in.
It's getting a bit cold.
Okay, bye-bye. Come on then.
How old is he again?
No, just take off and take his body warm up.
Yeah?
He's 10 and a half months.
Okay. You might want to say goodbye then.
Oh, sorry, we still on course.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Thank you.